coming over this weekend. He has a show in Rock 101, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And he took it and put it on the air. He got 400 calls on it. And then he lost it and had to get a new one made. This time he put sound effects in it.
Right.
And they're real.
Lancaster bomber thunders its way to Dortmund in the Ruhr Valley. This is the heartland of the German war industry. It is heavily defended by over 100,000 88mm anti-aircraft guns, to say nothing of a vast number of searchlights and German fighter aircraft. It is cold, bloody cold, minus 55 degrees outside. Tail End Charlie had the Perspex cover over his gun turret cut away so that he could see approaching fighters better. The German guns start booming as the Lancaster approaches the target. The gunner crouches low, splat explodes nearby, and shards of white hot steel wind their way to the big bomber. He hears, jumps skyward. With the release of 12,000 pounds of high explosives, Till and Charlie looks below. He wonders what it must be like for soldiers in their trenches to have that kind of bombardment fall on them. He can see the percussion ring of huge 4,000-pound cookies as they explode. A flak blast under the port wing brings him back to reality as the Lancaster tips on her side and falls. The pilot recovers after a 2,000-foot drop. They head for home. It is now early on May 22nd, and the crew start singing Happy Birthday. It is Tail End Charlie's 20th birthday, and there are hazards yet ahead. Fighters, flak, searchlights, guns, weather, and collision. But that's another story.
One minute story.
That's quite the story.
But, yeah, he wrote it again. He did it again this year. Me what you'd like to know.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I can. Otherwise, I'll be talking all.